Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today I'm super excited because we're going to practice and work with long vowels. Yes! Okay, here's what I need you to remember. This is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it's okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Please find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. And remember to write neatly. We need to know who you are. You need to do a nice job. When you are finished writing your name, you can put your pencil down because you're not going to need it for a little while. We're going to do some coloring first. All right, so at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture, and we're going to be looking for some objects in that picture that have the long vowel sound for A. Now, let me tell you something. The long vowel sound for A says A. Ha! That's it. Long A says A. Sometimes we say, hey, it's saying his name. His name is A, or her name is A, and we just make that sound, A. So go ahead and look at your picture, and I'm going to sound out a word with that long A sound, and you find it. Ready? R-A-K. 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 Yes, the rake. Do you see the boy with the rake? Let's color that rake. Let's color it a nice red color. It can be any kind of red. It doesn't have to be a true red, but try to find your red crayon and let's color that rake red. Rake has that long A sound. You can hear it when I sound it out. R-A-K, rake. Now you try it. You sound out the word rake. Ready? Go. R-A-K, rake. You can hear the long A sound. You can hear it say A. R-A-K, rake. Now, a little bit later we'll talk about this, but I want you to know that the word rake, even though you only hear those three sounds, R-A-K, it actually has an E at the end and it's silent. You might have heard of it before. We'll talk about it a little bit later. All right, so I have finished coloring my rake, but I'll give you a few more seconds. I don't know how fast you're coloring or how slow you're coloring. Hopefully you're doing a nice job, and hopefully you're coloring it some kind of red. That's the listen part of this activity. Follow those directions. Okay, take 6 more seconds to color that rake red, and then we're going to look for something else. 6, 5, finished or not, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please put down your red crayon, finished or not. Okay, now I want to look for something else in this picture that has that long A sound. Remember, long A says A. That's it. That's all it says. Here we go. Look for this word. S-n-a. Snake. Snake. Ah! I see it too. Do you see it? It's kind of hiding. Hopefully that boy's not going to rake up the snake. Let's color that snake green. Any kind of green. I'm going to choose this yellowy green because I found it first. So go ahead and start coloring your snake. Now, snake, you can hear that long A sound right in the middle. S-n-a-k. There it is. If we didn't say the long A sound and we said the short sound instead, you would have snack, snack. And I'm telling you right now, that is not a snack. No siree, no. So we need to make sure we say that long A sound. S-n-a-k, snake. And guess what? Snake. And rake, rhyme. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a bonus. Snake and rake rhyme. Another one that rhymes with snake and rake. Can you think of it? B, 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 a. Bake. Bake the snake next to the rake. No, don't do it. Do not bake the snake. Please do not. Yuck. All right, I have finished coloring my snake because it's not too big, although it still scares me. So I'll give you a few more seconds to color your snake green. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down your crayon. All right, let's look for something else that has the long A sound. Ready? O-A-N. O-A-N. Lane. Do you see the lane behind the boy? Do you see the lane? You can walk down the lane. It's kind of like a path. So let's color that lane. It goes all the way across the picture. It's the walking lane or the walking path. Let's color it gray, kind of like a sidewalk, the sidewalk lane. And if you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil. It makes a nice gray color. So go ahead and start coloring the lane or the sidewalk. But we're going to call it a lane because when I sound out lane, I hear that long A sound. O-A-N. Lane. Lane has that long A sound just like r-ake and snake. Lane, just like snake and rake, even though you can only hear a few sounds, l, a, n, I hear three sounds. I want you to know it has four letters. It has that silent E at the end. Now, you might have heard it called a silent E, a super E, dun, 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 a bossy E, maybe a magic E. And if you haven't heard that yet, that's okay. We're going to talk about it when we get to the writing part. But there is an E at the end of rake. You just can't hear it. There's an E at the end of snake. You just can't hear it. And there's an E at the end of the word lane. Lane. All these words have our long A sound. And long A says A. That's it. That's it. Just says his name or her name, A. That's it. Long A says A. If it didn't say the long A sound in the word o-ain, and it said our short sound of A, then we would say lan. I'm walking down the lan. Huh? No. We need to make sure we use that long A sound. Long A says A. Long A says A. I have finished coloring my lane gray. Oh, looky there. Do you hear the long A sound in gray? G-r-a. Yes. Yes, I do too. The long A sound says A. The long A sound says what? A. Okay. Take 5 more seconds to color your O-ain lane. And then we'll move on. 5 and 4. And 3 and 2 and 1. Boys and girls, put down your gray crayon or your pencil, finished or not. Now, the next picture that we're going to look for has a long A sound, but it's going to be harder for you to find because it's not obvious. Here it is. Ready? Z-A-N. Z-A-N. Zane. Zane. Can you find Zane? He's the boy. That's his name. My friend, her name is Karen. Her little boy is named Zane. So I had to include him on our picture. So there's Zane. He has the rake. And Zane has a long A in his name. So let's color Zane's t-shirt yellow. It looks like he has on 2 t-shirts, a short sleeve with a long sleeve underneath it. Let's just color all of it yellow. His sleeves and his shirt yellow. Go ahead and color Zane's t-shirt yellow. So Zane has a long A, just like rake, just like snake. Now, we know, we already talked about it, rake and snake rhyme. And now we have Lane and Zane. Do those rhyme? Yes, Lane and Zane rhyme. And snake and rake rhyme. They have to end. They have to have the same ending sound. So we have ache, and then we have snake. So that's why those rhyme. And then we have Lane and Zane. Lane and Zane rhyme. And these all of them have the long A sound because long A says what? A. Yeah. Okay, I have finished coloring my yellow shirt for Zane. Take 5 more seconds and then finished or not, we're going to put down our yellow crayon. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, please put down your yellow crayon and please find a pencil. We're going to do a little bit of work with our pencil. Boys and girls, look at number 1. There is a row of pictures. We are going to try to find the pictures that have that long A sound. If you hear A, I want you to circle it. Ready? The first picture shows a cake. Cake. I heard it too. Circle cake. That has our long A sound. The next picture is face. Face. I heard it too. Circle the face. Our next picture has cat. Cat. That does not have the long A sound. Don't circle that. The next picture is bag. Bag. No, that does not have our long A sound. The next picture shows 2 boys and they are the same. Same. Yes, circle the 2 boys. They are the same. And same has the long A sound. And our last picture shows can. No. We're listening for the A. And that says can. All right. Number 2. Well, let's check back. You should have circled cake and face and 2 boys that are the same. All right. Number 2. Boys and girls, let's read this word. It has a T-A-K-E. I told you there's a silent E, so we're not going to say that sound, but we're going to make it have a long A sound. Ready? T-A-K. Take. Will you trace the circle around the A? That's our long A. And then trace the circle around the E. That's that silent E, or bossy E, or magical E, however you want to call it. It's silent and it makes the A say its name. T-ache. Now scoot over. We have a T. Can you put the sound that's missing? T-A. What should we squeeze in there? You write it. Yes, squeeze the letter A inside between T and K. So now we have T. You should have written A. There's a K for you. And what's that silent letter? Yes, write your E. And then scoot over. Now write the whole word take. T-A-K. Silent E. T-A-K-E. Now let's do number 3. Here we go. We have a silent E, so we know we're going to have a long A. Ready? Let's read it. K-A-N. Cane. Not can. There's a silent E. So go ahead and trace the circle around the A. There's our long A. And trace the circle around the E. There's our silent E. Cane. Cane. Now scoot over. We have a C. We need to write our A. Write your A. A. We have an N. We need to write our E. And then scoot over one last time. We're going to write cane, the whole word by ourselves. Ready? Go. A, don't forget your silent E at the end. You should have C-A-N-E, cane. Number 4, we're going to write a word all by ourselves. Ready? It's pointing to the boy's cape. Do you see that picture of the boy with the cape next to number 4? We're going to write cape. I'll give you a hint. It starts with the letter C. So start with the letter C. Go ahead and write that. A, do you hear it? Do you hear the long vowel? Okay, write long A. K, A, P, P, P. So right now I have C, A, P. And right now that looks like the word cap. But we need our silent E. And now write your silent E. Now we have K, A, P, cape. C, A, P, E. And last one, number five. That shows a picture of a gate. Gate. Let's write the letters. We'll sound it out. G, 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 A, A. There's our long A. T, T, T. Right now it says gat. That is not what we need. What do we have to add? Yes, write that E. We can call it super bussy, magical, super E. And if you see it, you should have G-A-T-E, gate. First, oh my goodness, boys and girls, we did it. We completed the whole activity. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. And long A says, what? A. All right, I'll see you next time. Thanks for hanging out with me. Bye.